Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect. Go on, go.
Sterling Marlin has jumped out of his car. He's going around to look at the right front fender. Oh, he can't do that.
Pull it off a little bit.
Time for the Lug Nut of the Race Award, of course, as the sound of the lug nuts always signifies. And I don't think there's any debate this evening.
Nope.
The only debate would be, I guess you'd have to put it on crew chief Mike Ford. He's, of course, the crew chief for Denny Hamlin. The brilliant call to stay out on that caution there late when everybody else came in.
We're
for
four
fuel.
Laps short, but stay out.
I guess they thought running the caution laps, they could make it. Yeah, they made it through the caution laps. The only problem was there was a green flag after that you had to run a few green flag laps. And Denny Hamlin not only took away any chance he had of winning by running out of fuel, he also took away any chance Martin Truex Jr. had of winning and could have cost a couple of other guys as well. Jeff Burton got quite a bit of damage in that, but still managed a top five finish. So good for them, bad for Martin, bad for Denny Hamlin. So I think lug nut of the race, Mike Ford, for staying out when clearly they could not make it on fuel, even with the few caution laps remaining. Heading to Texas Motor Speedway next week. Again, strangely enough, neither Jeff Gordon nor Jimmy Johnson has won at Texas. One of only two tracks left where Gordon has not won. And Jimmy Johnson's actually knocking them off pretty quickly, too. So go to Texas, where Jeff Burton picked up his only victory of the season earlier this year. This was another among the Tony Stewart victory tour last year during the chase. Of course, when Stewart had nothing to race for other than race wins, he won a bunch of them. He won at Atlanta last year, and then he followed it up with a victory at Texas. So that's Tony's only win at Texas. But anyway, Jeff Gordon had a lot of bad luck at Texas early in the history of this track, where he couldn't finish a race the first few years. Jimmy Johnson has also done well there, but has not managed to win. I'm looking here. In eight career starts at Texas, Jimmy has six top tens. So normally he's in the top ten, an average finish of 10th, in fact, for Jimmy. Jeff Gordon's average finish of just better than 16th in 13 career starts, skewed a little bit by some really horrible finishes earlier in his career. But he now does have five top fives and six top tens. So it really has turned it around at Texas. And I'm trying to think back to the race earlier this year in March. Jeff Gordon, it seems like, there were a couple other guys that had better cars, but they fell away with some problems, and Gordon looked to be on his way to his first Texas win, and he himself admitted he made a mistake, came out of turn four a little too hard and smacked the wall, and did just enough damage to his car that it wasn't quite the same, and he was passed by a few guys there at the end, among them Jeff Burton, who went on to win. Jeff Burton actually has two career victories at Texas. He won the inaugural race there in 1997.
The only guy to repeat.
That's right. Clint Bowyer, in three races at Texas in the Nextel Cup Series, has a top five, an average finish of 13th, so that's not bad to grab a top five in your first three there. So Bowyer could maybe make some ground up. Carl Edwards won there a couple of years ago, so you know, possible he could make some noise. But again, really, you're just looking at Johnson, Gordon, Bowyer, and that's about it. Anybody else wins, it's not going to be enough, probably, unless Gordon and Johnson crash or blow up or something. So it probably will be a parade of the first of the same two guys. I think Jeff Gordon's going to get his first win at Texas.
You think?
They had a good enough car the first time around, and with Jimmy Johnson on him, I think he's not happy the last couple of weeks that Jimmy's been a little better than him. I think he'll be a little bit better. If he wins, Jimmy will finish second. But so we'll see what happens. But I'm gonna pick Gordon to win it next
You're
week.
You're gonna pick
at
Gordon?
Texas.
Hmm.
Show's almost over, Sam.
Okay, I'll pick Johnson.
Yeah, so you're going to go as far out on a limb as I did.
Yeah, it's huge.
All right, yeah.
Bet the house.
Pick the first two. Yeah, that's what you think. So, well, we'll see where the points stand after Texas next week. Whatever happens, we will be back here to talk about it and wrap it up with you here on the Race Report. Thanks to engineer Paul Knauer, as always, doing a mediocre job. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week. Have a great one.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.